B-Pod Studios.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When do you work?
Monday to Friday.
5 days a week.
9 to 5.
Okay, second question.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Wednesday morning.
It doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
You know what you have to do.
I want to call Wednesday hump day.
Come on, you could do it.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Come on, it's showtime.
80s and more. 157 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 541. Happy Wednesday today.
Only Wednesday?
Yeah. I know. When your birthday's on a Monday, the rest of the week's going to drag. Sorry,
I know.
Kid.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. It's like 54 today.
How's the weather look today? It's 45
right now. 46.
No, but I mean, it's got
to
be
54. It's only going to get up to 49.
Oh, is that? I better go get my tomatoes out of the,
you better.
Of the garden. And my lame cucumber.
They're going to be some cool tomatoes.
I know. It's too bad because slightly bigger than golf balls. Just what am I going to do with those?
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. And my cucumber's not that big either.
All right. Well,
oh boy.
That didn't do well.
So it's going to be like that today. Huh?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I got to pull a cucumber out of the garden. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. I had fun yesterday. Listen, if you want to buy your husband a fun gift that'll make him get out of the house and do chores, get him a backpack gas blower. I know usually gas blower and your husband is not what you want to hear.
Yeah,
but
we just gave one away.
You what?
Yeah.
And you didn't
Why?
Ask if anyone you know might want it?
Dave was in charge. Take it up with that guy.
He had a backpack blower and he gave it away.
Gave it away.
What, is he doesn't do chores?
No, he doesn't do chores.
What's the heck, man?
No, he just sits around making cakes.
No kidding.
It's like me throwing out the mop. I'm like, not happening anymore.
He just bakes cakes and, yeah.
Yeah, he traded in his backpack blower for a spatula and some flour.
And an apron.
God.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, well, forget it.
I mean, I don't care about leaves, but that cake's good.
Happy wifey, happy wifey. Okay, fine. Forget I said that. Get your husband a mixer.
Yes, KitchenAid. Change your life.
Okay.
It'll change your waistline, but whatever.
I was thinking you liked chores being done, but apparently not. Anywho, I had fun yesterday doing that. It was great.
That's good.
Mowing and blowing.
Mowing and blowing.
That's how I spent my day, and it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Are you kidding? It's like a big toy for boys.
I mean, it's fun until the next day and you look out and it's like you did nothing at all.
That is true. I thought you said you did. Yeah.
That's not fun.
What?
Mowing and blowing?
Well, yeah.
It's a sense. It is. Job well done. You like that? Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I know. Give me the cake.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. All right. It's 5:43. Coming up this morning just after 7. We're going to play our match wits with nitwits game. And I believe we have a great prize up for grabs for someone who can match wits with the nitwits.
Yep, that's us.
Today's nitwit is, any volunteers?
It's me.
All right, I'll be having a nitwit today. That's just after 7 o'clock. It's fun. Be here for that.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Hey, election night 2020 is going to be on News Nation on WGN America. It's time for a new national tradition on Tuesday. Make News Nation your new election destination. Coverage starts at 7 on WGN America. Check your cable or satellite listings. LBF, what's cool?
You don't have to steal this from your kids anymore.
You don't have to steal this from your kids. I don't know what that is.
You're going to be very happy.
Jax?
Nope.
And when I say Jax, I mean J-A-X.
Oh, not the Jack Daniels. I'm always prying that from Lucy's hand.
I
meant the tiddlywinks and Jax, but no.
Tiddlywinks.
Okay.
Looking at old school.
What do you got, Brian Bell?
I've got an alternative way to carve your jack-o'-lantern this year. You might not have thought about this.
It's dad style.
But now that I have, I might have to try it.
I would say it's dad style.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I've got a sweet story of drive-through love.
Drive-through love. Okay.
Drive-through love. It can happen.
Okay.
It can happen this morning.
Yeah.
You could be lucky.
All right. So you're not going to be able to steal this from your kids anymore?
What is it?
Play-Doh for Adults. Yes, Play-Doh for Adults is coming out November 13th. It comes in assorted colors and smells.
Yeah.
But but it doesn't smell like that Play-Doh smell, which I actually like.
Yeah.
But they're very adult-oriented. Okay. Overpriced latte, smells like coffee. Yeah. The mom jeans Play-Dohs.
What does that smell like?
It's clean denim.
Okay.
Grill King is smoked meats. Dad sneakers smell like rubber.
Uh-huh.
Spa Day is floral. And Lord of the Lawn, fresh cut grass.
Ooh, I like that one.
Are you sure Dad sneakers smells like rubber?
I hope so.
So the new Dad sneakers.
I loved Play-Doh, and I loved, but I love to play with the fuzzy pumper.
No, excuse me?
Sorry, what?
The fuzzy pumper.
What's the... the fuzzy pumper?
I think you better clarify.
I'll tell you. I'll clarify with this commercial.
The fuzzy
This is what I wanted when I was in grade school.
The fuzzy pumper.
It's the Play-Doh Fuzzy Pumper Barber and Beauty Shop.
Sit right down, crank up the chair as Daddy grows his Play-Doh hair. Shave and a haircut.
That's great.
Needs a little off the top in the fuzzy pumper barber shop.
It was great. So it was, it came with molds.
The fuzzy pumper.
I love the fuzzy pumper.
Yeah, that's good.
Couldn't right, keep her hands off the fuzzy pumper when she
I know what to
kid.
Get her for Christmas. Fuzzy pumper.
So it's clear now, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, thanks for clearing that up.
All right, Brian. Top that.
Okay.
Fuzzy pumper.
Well, if you're waiting to carve your jack-o'-lantern, there's a way that you might not have thought about, but this YouTuber did. Here, push that button.
You ready?
Yeah. You've probably never wondered, could I power wash a jack-o'-lantern? But I have wondered that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find out. The answer is, you can carve a jack-o'-lantern with a power washer.
All right, this guy on YouTube got out his power washer and a pumpkin, and you know what? It's not the clean lines, but when it's all lit up, it looked pretty good.
That's fun.
Just blasted the heck out of a pumpkin.
I mean, even if you don't have anything that's worth looking at, it still sounds fun.
It does sound
just
fun.
Just to blow
and
it up.
You guys clean love it up. Power
right?
washers.
Right?
Yeah.
Men and power washers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So weird.
Unless you cut off your toe.
Right.
You know, but other than that,
wow.
I might have to give
That's
this a
fun.
Try.
I'd like to see you do that, Brian.
Right.
It'd be fun. All right, let's wrap this up, guys, with a sweet story. Sweet story. Yes. Believe it or not, a woman named Sugar Good.
No.
How about that?
No.
Come on. Sugar Good. Well, very appropriately named manager of a Dunkin's in Oklahoma. She married her partner of 2 years this past week, and that's Mr. John Thompson. They got married at the drive-thru where they first met. Talking coffee shop, meet cute stories. Yes, here it is. The next national franchise level of getting married is meeting at a drive-thru. See, the couple met a couple years ago when Sugar Good, that's her name, it's good with an E, though, if you're looking her up. She first handed Mr. Johnson his medium hot coffee and sausage and egg and cheese through the drive-thru window. Now, they saw each other every weekday morning at 7:15 before Sugar Good made the first move on Mr. Johnson.
What was the move? Giving like an extra donut?
She passed her business card to him along with his breakfast. A very pleasant
donut.
Surprise.
Yeah, that's nice.
To Mr. Johnson, who has been trying to seduce her for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So she made the first move.
So now she's going to be Mrs. Sugar Good Johnson?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
done. Nice
done.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. That's it. Mrs. Johnson. Sugar Good Johnson. Wow. Don't it make you happy, though?
Yeah, don't it make... Oh, he's... He donut. Made the whole story to do that.
So,
man.
Donut make you happy for Sugar Good. Anyway, that's a good story.
Yeah.
A Sugar Good story.
Sugar Good story.
There you go. Happy. Now we're happy.
Oh,
6:25.
Here we go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. 6:28. That was a great story about Sugar Good and Mr. Johnson. They met at a drive-thru.
They did.
At a Dunkin'. You ever have a kind of flirtatious thing when you were single with...
When maybe, I was single?
Well, okay. Well, you know...
Not dead.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If there was somebody that you saw working, maybe it was at a gym
Plaza, I would walk by the flourishing Thayer McNeil's shoe store, and the guy there was so cute.
Was he?
Yeah.
You ever make your move?
Nope.
Sugar Good did.
Sugar Good
took out a business card and said, here, call me. That was after, you know, many, many mornings of seeing each other.
Now, South Shore Plaza, what's that? Is that a mall?
That's a mall. That's a mall,
remember malls?
Sir.
Yeah. Remember malls?
Yeah, they had payphones and everything back in the day.
God.
Call my mom to come pick me up.
Yes. My wife, Carolyn, took her mom to the mall last week, Burlington Mall, empty. Said you could roll a bowling ball right down the lane there and not hit anybody.
Yeah.
That might be a good reason to go to the mall. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, this mall bowling.
Mall bowling, trying to get those walkers.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. That'd be good.
Track suits.
Yeah. I got the pink track suit. She's down.
Get the guy with the New Balance sneakers.
Hey, you know, anything to get some business popping
right,
down
exactly.
there.
Hey, would you guys like to hear the number one song in Europe?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
This is, I'm not kidding you.
The number one?
Number one song in Europe. This isn't some
RDP.
Game where I'm going to plot twist on you and play like Fleetwood Mac Dreams
or
anything.
Oh, no.
We already did that. This song is number one in Europe this week. Here it is. Flip, flap, dooba dooba bop, a flooba dooba bop, won't flop. Yep. Flip, flap, dooba dooba bop, a flooba dooba bop.
I like it.
Oh,
you like it?
Flip, flip, flap,
dooba dooba bop. Yep, I do.
Tell me you don't like it.
You are bouncing along to the song at home.
Yep. Flip-flop.
What's the TikTok dance, though? That's what I gotta know.
I think this is on when you go mall bowling.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
And every time you hit somebody, it's that whoop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the...
I love it.
Yeah, that little... Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, what's coming up?
There she goes. Down she goes.
Mall bowling with a fleet... No, seriously, that's the Fleet Flap song, and it's okay. Number one in Europe.
All God, right. Europe is fun.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah. All right, so, and Dirty Laundry, let them eat COVID with a K. Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Read the room, lady. She's catching a lot of flack, and she should. I have thoughts.
Flack? Yes, you do. All right, that's coming up in 10.
Flip, flap, dooba dooba bop, flooba dooba beep, oh flop. Flip, flap.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
All right.
Okay, well, it's Let Them Eat COVID with a K. I can't believe that Kim Kardashian has done this. But before I describe what she's doing, by the way.
She's tone deaf.
This is brought to you by the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G, now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are engaged. It's official after 5 years of dating. Mazel tov. So good for them. I was really upset when Blake and Miranda broke up, but they seem to have it. They have it down. This is her second marriage, his third. Jeez Louise. All right, Chrissy Teigen penned a super moving essay for Medium.com about her miscarriage, and it's really good. I read it last night, and you should go read it. It's sad, though. Warning.
Mm-hmm.
The Bachelorette. Recap, she's still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was had everything last night. It had lots of fights, making out, an appearance from Margaret Cho, and strip dodge ball.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Strip dodge ball?
So she took the guys. Claire took the guys on a a group date. Now, if a guy ever did this, he would be... It's whatever.
The double standard.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, she's just... I don't enjoy her. Anyway, she made the guys play strip dodgeball. And Yosef...
What was she doing?
Watching. And Yosef was not happy. And this is what he had to say to her. Yosef, they got into it. Ready?
Not in a million years would I be caught dead doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if my daughter saw me doing that, if my family saw me doing that, mm-hmm. like, think of the thoughts mm-hmm. they would have. Think of the example that would be setting.
That's why you were not on that date.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm seriously glad I wasn't. I was so appalled. A completely classless display.
Mm-hmm.
I expected a lot more from the oldest bachelorette that's ever been.
Boom! Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Wow.
She shot back. There was yelling. You know,
see, did he get a rose?
No, he didn't get a rose. You know what? Surprisingly, yeah. he didn't get a rose.
Kick him right in the dodgeball.
Right. Anyway.
Listen, Yosef, I don't disagree with you, but what show do you think you were on?
I know.
You're on The Bachelor. Leave your dignity at the door.
Yeah. Next week, maybe, will be the week. Every week, I keep tuning in to see her get kicked off, and they're disappointing me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kim Kardashian, can we talk about it? And I want you to picture all these words with a K, not a C.
Okay.
Like COVID. Damn, can we talk about it? She celebrated her 40th birthday by whisking her friends and family off to a private island. She posted a picture of her family and her friends.
Did Jeezy go or Yeezy?
I didn't see him.
The other K?
Oh, he is. Busy running for president.
Yeah, running
for president. I didn't see him at the debate, though. Too bad.
Yeah. After two weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal for just a brief moment in time.
Mm.
In moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. She doesn't know what it means.
I
don't think you think that word means what you think it means.
No, humbly. No, you're never humble.
No, and
I'm on humbly.
She is just catching a lot of heat everywhere, as she should. Yeah, it was the most tone-deaf, please read the room, Kim. People aren't, to be kind of serious for a second, but people aren't able to visit their family members in hospitals.
Yeah.
Like, while they're sick. Yeah. And Kim Kardashian, I mean, I'm sure that most people don't really deal with her. I mean, normal people. But it's just, it's so wrong.
Yeah.
It's so wrong.
We don't need to see that.
No, we don't.
It's the season
for that,
right?
Keep it to yourself. This is the thing with people. If things are really going well with you, don't tell anybody. It makes them mad.
Wow. Are you done?
Quiet. Yeah, I'm done.
I need to cleanse my brain of your Kim Kardashian impression. And there's only one way to do that.
Uh-oh. Okay, do it.
The Fleet Flap song.
All right, gotcha.
That'll help.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's the chemical shower you need from the Kim Kardashian story.
Feel better. There it is.
Yeah, see, that's great.
Does that feel better?
Much
better. Had to get that voice out of my head.
All right, listen up.
Yeah, if you missed it earlier, that's the number one song in Europe. It's the Fleet Flap song.
And make it number one here.
I think we can. I mean, what a better way to cleanse after your Kim Kardashian.
Sorbet of songs.
It really is. We're playing that a lot today, the Fleet Flap song. It's 6:51. Here's Tears for Fears. Good morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Brian Bell. Very nice job there. It's time to play America's favorite new game. So I just need a nitwit to play today. Anybody volunteers?
I'll volunteer this time.
Oh, you did it again.
Just this once.
All right, here's how it's going to work. With Halloween season upon us, we've got a Halloween-y kind of question.
Hmm.
All right, here's what you have to do. I want you to write down your answer to this phrase, and if anybody can match wits with the nitwits here, Brian, what do we have for the winner?
A $100 Apex Entertainment gift card, good for food, family, and fun.
That's nice. Very nice. All right, here's the phrase. Witchy Winifred. Winifred.
Yep.
Is that the best way to say it?
Yep.
Witchy Winifred cast a spell on her husband. Every time he tooted, it would smell like blank.
Oh, God.
How about that?
Really?
Match wits. Write your answer down, LBF. Yeah. One more time. Witchy Winifred cast a spell on her husband. Now, every time he tooted, it would smell like blank.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you in the fourth grade?
Yeah, yeah. We're just opening the envelope.
Yep. And you're with me.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just write your answer down, LBF.
All right.
And watch that phone ring-a-ding-ding.
That writer's room is something.
No, they're fine. Right? Wonder what it smells like.
All right.
All right. 888-410-1057. Your objective is to match wits with nitwits. So what did it smell like? 888-410-1057. Well, the phone's already ringing.
Oh, really?
Well, looky here. WROR, good morning.
I don't know if you remember me, but I called and told you guys about my dad giving me a joke of the day during quarantine.
Oh, yeah. I love dad jokes.
I got a Halloween one for you.
Well,
all right.
Sarah, Trish.
Why don't ghosts make good lovers?
Why don't ghosts make good lovers?
Why?
Oh, I like it.
Because they have Halloweenies.
Get it?
Oh, that's a fun one.
Halloweenies. Trish, tell your dad thank you. Keep them coming.
All right, when I get more, I'll call.
I love it. Trish's dad jokes. All right.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Brian. Then for Wednesdays.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Witchy Winifred. Here's who you're trying to match wits with. Witchy Winifred cast a spell on her husband. Every time he tooted, it would smell like blank. Fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Blast.
Hey, that's a good answer. Yeah, that's good. All right. LBM's got her answer written down. Nobody's matched wits with her yet. Let's see if we can go. Mike, what do you say? Hello,
Reese's
Mike.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese's Peanut Reese's Butter Cups. Oh, that's a good one, LBM.
That is a good one, but no.
Nope. All right. Jason, what's your answer?
I would have to guess roses.
Smell like roses, don't you wish?
Yeah, but not my answer.
Not your answer. All right. I like Tony here. What do you got, Tony? Tony.
Candy corn.
Candy corn, LBM. Isn't that nice? Don't you like the smell of it? Waxy candy corn?
Yeah, no. No,
no, all right.
Thank you.
Okay, no thank you. All right, thank you. All right, let's go see if we got Sheila. What's your answer, Sheila? Let's see if we can match wits.
I think it's wine.
Smells like wine.
No, it doesn't smell like wine,
rich
but
aroma.
That's a good guess.
Rich aroma there. Thank you. Judy, let's match wits. What's your answer?
Twizzlers.
Smell like
Twizzlers. No, but...
Red or black? Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Is that it, LBF?
No, that's not it.
Thank you.
Okay. Twizzlers.
All right, Cindy, what's your answer?
Well, it being Halloween, it's got to smell like pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice, twice as nice, LBF.
Not pumpkin spice.
Oh, but good answer.
But a good answer.
Good answer. Okay. Bye. Karen, what is your answer?
I said chocolate.
Chocolate, LBF.
Chocolate.
We know you like chocolate.
Yeah, but no. That's not
remember
my answer.
When I called last week and I said pumpkin and I went,
yes.
And a big sigh.
Yeah, we remember you.
That's me.
Good old
I'm going to do it again. All right.
Bye, Karen.
Thanks, bye.
Fun. All right, ROR, good morning. What is your answer?
It was lasagna.
Oh, lasagna.
That's so random.
I like that.
But I would be so starving
I'd
all the time.
I'd be hungry all the time. Anybody feel like lasagna?
Why am I craving lasagna?
Well, I was going to say a cocktail knowing LBF, but I went with food.
Yeah, no. I bet it's a food.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
it smells like
safe bet. All right, Sean, let's match wits. What's your answer?
Match.
Smell like bats.
Bats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bats.
Bats.
Yeah, like a bat.
Yeah, no bats.
More random than lasagna.
I don't know what bats smell like, but I can't imagine it's good.
It's not good. Okay. All right. Good morning. Let's match wits. What's your answer?
Is it mound?
Smell like
that's a really good guess.
Paying attention.
You know, right. No, it's not.
All right. Nice try. See ya.
But a good guess.
Okay. How about popcorn?
That's no, a, but no. I no.
Are you playing along now?
Well, yeah. 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 Nobody's said popcorn.
You don't get
I would have said that. All right, fine. Let's go to the call. All right, let's see who we got here. Is it Kristen?
It is.
Okay, what's your answer?
It's coffee.
Coffee, Albie. That's a good one. That's a nice smell. Wake you
no,
up.
No, it's not. Yeah, wake up, all right.
Something's percolating.
Ew!
It's not it? All righty. All righty. Thank you, Kristen. Warren, what is your answer?
My answer would be Cinnabons.
Cinnabons, LBF?
Yes! Yay! Cinnabons! Get it?
You got it!
Cinnabon.
We're gross.
Yeah. Warren, you got it. Yes, Cinnabons. Get it?
Get it?
Toot it.
All right.
Cinnabons. Nice job, Warren.
Christmas sense of humor, that had to be it.
Warren, welcome back to third grade.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's fun here.
Yep.
Borrow your pencil.
What did Warren win?
Warren, you've got a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card. Good for food, family, and fun.
Hey, Warren. Warren, where are you from?
Newton, New Hampshire.
Well, that's nice. Newton, New Hampshire. Well, you got yourself a gift card. Go down to Marlboro and enjoy Apex. Okay, Warren?
Okay, thanks.
You hang on. Who doesn't like the smell of Cinnabons in the morning?
Yeah, that's yum.
Come on.
I mean, lasagna's pretty good, too, but it's more of a dinner thing.
Okay. That was fun. Good job, everybody playing. All right, let's do some dirty laundry coming up.
Oh, who's going to spend the rest of his natural life behind bars? I'll tell you.
And you couldn't be more excited.
Well,
that.
I mean, it's a little mean.
He deserves it. It's deserved.
Yeah.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Okay, who's going to spend the remainder of his life in jail? We'll tell you. No leniency.
No.
Like, also, why Kim Kardashian's a jerk. It's actually the Terrible People Report. But before I get to that...
Yeah. How about some sweetener?
All right, here's some sweetener.
You got some sweetener?
And this is brought to you by the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G, now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Aw.
Made it official. They're engaged after 5 years.
Yeah.
How'd it
what
go?
If it sounded like this? Like, hey, Gwen, we've been living together for a while now. What do you say we just go ahead and tie the knot? What do you say, Gwen?
No doubt. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. I mean.
Oh, my God. That must be an interesting dynamic.
You think it's some spider webs you're going to be living in.
I can't do it.
No, you can't do it.
But
God,
I like
I'm just
your
a girl, Blake.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Okay,
that's
there you
the
go.
Line.
Thank you.
Just say that.
I'm just a girl, Blake. Like that?
Yeah.
I'm just a girl, Blake. Does it sound like Gwen? I don't know what Gwen sounds
well, can
like.
Can you cook?
Oh, God.
No, no.
Those two,
yeah.
It's her second marriage, and then it's his third.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad when he and Miranda broke up, but this is a happy ending. It's nice. All right. Kim Kardashian is a terrible person, and I'll tell you why. Not like this is breaking news.
Yeah.
But she really doubled down on her awfulness. So she turned 40, like a lot of people did. A lot of people this year have had big birthdays and big celebrations that they had to cancel or cut
40,
down.
You say? 40?
Yeah, yep. She's 40.
Mm-hmm.
But not Kim Kardashian. No, she doesn't. She's not like the rest of them. Let them eat COVID with a K. She posted pictures of her 40th birthday with all of her friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine. Ugh.
Now you can do an impression.
Yeah. Well, she does it.
Kim Kardashian.
Just like, you know, just amp up the stupid. I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. In moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is.
Here's two words that never go together.
Humbly and privileged.
Humbly
and
privileged.
Kardashian.
Oh, humbly, yeah, no kidding. She's she doesn't know what humbly means.
I think that's nice. Boy, wouldn't you love to fly away to an island
for free with 40 friends?
Yeah, I'd love
That'd
to
be
do that.
Great.
Yeah. But like read the room, lady. Read the room.
Yeah.
She's not in our room.
No, she's not. I reserve the right to hate her.
Oh yeah.
She go down to the Caribbean?
I don't know where she went.
I saw some pictures of her frolicking along.
Yeah, they swam with whales and stuff. Who wants to do that? Right. Swim with whales?
No, I don't want to swim with whales.
I don't want to swim. I mean, dolphins, no. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so... No. And,
dolphins.
Okay.
You think swimming with whales would be slimming.
Yeah, I know. Actually, let me rethink that. Yeah. Wow, why do you look so thin? I don't know. It might be my friend.
The whale.
Orca next to me. Yeah. Anyway.
Or as we call her, Porca.
Porca and Orca. So if you're watching The Vow on HBO or Seduced on Stars, it's about the NXIVM cult. And a lot of people were involved in this, and the guy who ran it, Keith
cult
Raniere,
leader, yeah,
has been sentenced to 120 years in prison. Now, the reason that this is in the Dirty Laundry
Report,
he's 60.
Yeah,
he involved a lot of Hollywood, and Catherine Oxenberg's daughter testified yesterday, victim impact statement. Yes. What he did is he had this cult. And then he had this subculture where he branded young women and made them his
literally
sex
branded
slaves.
Them.
Literally,
wow.
His
with
initials.
What? His initials.
And like the whole
seems like you left some evidence.
Yeah, exactly. But the psychological nature of how he did this took years. It wasn't like, you know, it's just terrible.
It was a cult.
Absolutely no remorse.
No remorse.
He's just like, no. And he's trying to have a podcast in prison so he can like, and he's trying to reach out
sociopath.
To people.
Absolute sociopath.
And the heir to the Seagram's fortune bankrolled a lot of this, and she's sitting in a jail cell for the next 7 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The Seagrams?
Wow. What a waste.
Wow, so too much time on her hands.
I know.
What they say?
She should have been a bartender.
Couldn't mix booze and
cults?
NXIVM.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they would have said that.
Idle hands?
Idle hands is the devil workshop, right? Yeah. It's the devil's workshop. Her hands were idle.
She should have had a drink in one. That's
right.
That's why I don't join a cult. Is there drinking here? No.
No.
I'm out.
Are you done?
I am done. I should be.
You should be. Well, we've been teasing the number one song in Europe.
Yeah.
You'd never guess the number one song in Europe.
Is it by David Hasselhoff?
It is not by him, but it's from the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Fleet Flap Song, and I'm going to give you a warning if you're listening in traffic. If you're listening to the song, it's going to be an earworm. You're going to hear it the rest of the day in your head. So I'll give you a second to change your mind.
I don't know. It makes you feel pretty good, though.
It does.
All right, here it is, the Fleet Flap Song.
Fleet Flap.
We don't get enough slide whistle these days.
No, we don't.
So that's the number one song in Western Europe, the Fleet Flap Song. Boy.
It's a dark time.
Remember,
yeah, I'll take it.
Remember, tell them you heard it here.
Levity.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Two full years.
Oh, okay.
Visit windownation.com. Sorry, I was too busy singing You're a Rich Guy.
Yep.
And you've gone too far. All right, let's play Super Smart. We have on the phone with us this morning, Lauren from Sharon. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi. Lauren, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, they call me Scal. I am a DJ, and I run my own San Francisco company.
Wow. You do weddings and such like that?
Yeah. Weddings are actually wicked fun, San Francisco style, because you get to different genres, kind of make everybody happy.
Wow. What's the number one dance song right now? The hottest song out there?
Oh, Deep Inside by Lo Thief.
What is that again?
Deep Inside by Lo Thief.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody knows that, Bob. Knows that.
I thought it was...
It's not this one?
It's not the flip side? It's not this one? Have you heard that one?
It's a bunch of...
What's that?
It's what?
Boots and Cats. Boots and Cats. And
Boots and Cats. Cats.
She knows that. She knows. She knows the Fleet Flap song?
Whoa, she knows a lot. I better look out.
Okay. All right. Lauren, let's see if we can get you $1,000. I know that's not even the cost of a wedding, but you know, it's just some walking around money for you. Okay? Yeah. Right?
You know, I can definitely use it.
Okay. All right. You get all these correct. You get $1,000. Remember, if you're not sure, say pass. We'll get back to it. All right. Here we go, Lauren.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
Who did Blake Shelton get engaged to? Lauren?
You there, Lauren?
Did we lose her?
And we lost Lauren.
Oh, no. We knew that we were going to have some problems.
She hung
up.
She heard the Fleet Flap song, and that was it.
Oh, no.
Okay. Lauren?
This has never happened. Unprecedented. Never.
Yeah. Wow.
We're living in unprecedented
times.
Well,
let's do this. Let's call Audible.
Okay.
Put her on hold. We'll put her on hold, see if we can get Lauren, but yeah. So that the question remains out there. See if we can get her. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it was a Fleet Flap song that.
Maybe.
You think?
Yeah. She was like, that's it. What a ridiculous show.
Okay. You want to try it again, Brian?
I need her phone number.
You're actually going to call her.
We
totally lost her then. Yeah, all right.
This is crazy.
All right. So we can just see if we can get her back on the phone.
Yep.
Reset the clock.
Okay.
And go back.
Okay.
All right. See if we got
it. Play the Fleet Flap song while we wait.
Okay. Let's play it. I love it. Do it.
You love the Fleet Flap song?
Yeah, I do. It makes me happy.
All right. Here's the number one song in Europe.
Yep. This is good stuff. All right. We got her back.
We got her back?
She pull over? Okay.
All right. Let's see. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we lost you. All right, we're going to start all over again, okay?
Okay.
We're going to start from scratch. We don't want to lose you this time. Here we go. LBF, start from the beginning. Here we go.
What's 9 plus 9?
18.
Who did Blake Shelton get engaged to?
Don't tell me what's happening. She's messing with us.
She's messing with us.
Oh, my God, did I lose them again?
No, hello? No. Wait. Did Blake Shelton... Who did she...
Come on.
All right. Hey, we're going to put you on hold. She's gone. It's all going so well.
I hate a chain reaction.
Right. Okay.
I think we got it all.
I think it was the Fleet Flap that
did
it.
Yeah, I think
she just blew her mind.
Us.
All right. We're going to try to play Super Smart with Lauren again. Coming up next.
Edies and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
I think it is. I think we're going to do it this time. Lauren, you're playing hard to get with us.
I am.
Do you always play this hard to get? Okay. In case somebody missed it, we dropped out twice on the second question with Super Smart, but we like Lauren and we want to give her another bite of the apple. You ready to go?
Woo! Do it.
All right, let's do it. LBF, here we go.
What's 9 plus 9?
18.
Who did Blake Shelton get engaged to?
Gwen Stefani.
Who won this year's World Series?
Oh.
Yeah. What paper has all the news that's fit to print?
Pass.
How many days are there in a leap year?
What? Pass.
What was the name of Keith Raniere's cult?
Nephew.
What is the main ingredient of tapenade?
Olive.
Hammer, anvil, and stirrup are parts of which body part?
Skip, pass.
What fabric derives its name from the French for a cord of the king?
Corduroy.
At the buzzer.
You got it.
At the
buzzer. Well, Lauren, that was the longest Super Smart ever.
I know.
Thank you for hanging in there, though. You're a sport. You got 5 right. Okay? How about that?
That's good.
Here's what you missed, Lauren.
Who won the World Series? The Dodgers. The paper that has all the news that's fit to print is the New York Times. There are 366 days in a leap year. And hammer, anvil, and stirrup are parts of the ear.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, damn. All right.
But
I don't blame you. Hey, listen, you didn't get $1,000 today, but you did get yourself a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's, okay?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, DJ Scowls, if you're looking for somebody to do your wedding. right?
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah,
you get, no, yes. get a hold of her. I mean, it might
Sweet
be tough.
16, no, I know. Yeah, probably fix that phone.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lauren. All right. If you want to play Super Smart, all you got to do is WROR.com. Sign up there to play, okay?
Yeah, we need players. Make sure that your phone is good.
Yep.
Yeah. And also, play that. The game. It's multiple choice, and we missed one today, so you can play, and there's a surprise.
There it is at WROR.com. Light rain today, off and on. Even showers today. I have 49.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, showers early, 49.
More of the same.
We're the 49ers. Good soup weather, though.
Yeah.
How about
it is.
This? Showers Friday, high in the 30s, upper 30s. Yikes. Could be snow up north. Anywho, good soup weather, don't you think?
Yes, it is.
Soup.
I want to make an observation, though.
Okay.
About soup. I was at a little market the other day, splitting a nice tuna melt with the wifey.
Oh, showing some restraint.
I thought so.
Excellent.
I thought so, thank you. I thought maybe a little soup was in order.
Uh-huh.
How about what do you have for soup today? Well, sir, we have a nice chicken and rice. So that sounds good.
Yeah.
With tuna. Now, how much would that be? Oh, a cup is $6.
Seems aggressive.
A cup is $6? How much is a bowl? $8.50.
$8.50 for a bowl of soup?
Yeah.
Wow.
As you would say, no thank you.
No
took
thank
a pass
you.
On that. So I think, after I thought about it, soup has got to be the biggest markup ripoff going.
I think even more than alcohol.
I think it is.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I know.
Let me give you for instance.
Okay.
So I had leftover rotisserie chicken and made a chicken soup last week.
Look at you.
Made a big pot of it. I'd say at least 12
there.
Cups.
Okay.
Right? So do the math on that.
No, thank you.
Ryan, do the math on that.
Oh, there'd be no
12,
math.
There's math. 12 cups at least in my pot of soup at $6 a cup. How much was that?
$72 pot of soup right
How
there.
About that?
You're sitting on a gold mine.
I was sitting on a gold mine of soup. No soup for you.
No.
Am I right or what?
Well, I always hate it when Dave orders the soup.
Because it's always
It's like when he orders the shrimp cocktail. You're
Same,
like, come
yeah.
on.
Dude.
You know,
$15
bucks for this. Three shrimp. Let's go to Costco.
Play at home, right? Just play the home version.
Yep, he's okay? always ordering soup.
But I think, what's your, to me, a cup should be no more than $4.
I'm like a Friendly's girl. It should be $2.50.
Yeah.
It should be cup of coffee, cup of soup.
Wouldn't
same.
That be nice?
Yeah, here's the thing, though. You got to make your money back by asking for as many crackers as you can.
Oh,
that's
that
like
you
free
do?
Soup.
Yeah, they're just
Because then you throw the crackers in, you get... Expand that volume,
yeah.
and you're making your money back on the
so
crackers.
You know that
so that's where you got to make it up.
Yeah,
I actually
that,
looked
right?
this up. Money,
yep.
The most marked up item is booze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second place is pasta.
Oh,
is
yeah,
so
that's
cheap.
True, too.
And then third place is edamame, because really no one would buy that otherwise.
Yeah.
And then fried rice. I mean, soup didn't even make the top five.
I don't know. If you're going to get a soup that's more than $6, it's got to be a bowl, and it's got to be a bisque, and it's got to be lobster, and there better be chunks. I better be choking on stuff.
Yeah, I want a claw in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I want it looking at me.
What are you looking at? Yeah.
I mentioned the bisque.
Yada, yada, yada.
Right. So you agree?
I agree.
All right, good.
I agree with your Bob's observation.
Thank
Write it
you.
Down.
Write it down.
Very
That's
rare.
A first.
I still feel like soup today, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like soup.
All right, Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.